30th of December. To find out more and book tickets, visit operanorth.co.uk.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 2 o'clock, Downing Street says Greg Wallace's comments about women making complaints against him are inappropriate and misogynistic. He'd claimed they came from a handful of middle-class women of a certain age. He has this afternoon issued an apology. TV presenter Aggie McKenzie appeared on the celebrity version of MasterChef in 2011. She says Wallace was loose with his language.
I wasn't a victim of any of the other allegations that he's accused of, the type of behaviour. But, I just found his presence very tiring, really boring, actually.
Sir Chris Wormald has been named as the new Cabinet Secretary and head of the Civil Service. This after Simon Case announced in September he would stand down at the end of the year. Sir Chris has previously been at the Department of Health. Donald Trump has criticised Joe Biden for pardoning his son Hunter. The US president had repeatedly said he wouldn't use his powers to let his son off gun and tax evasion charges. John Bolton, a former US national security advisor, believes it was the wrong move.
You can understand why a father would feel this way, but the fact is this is exactly the kind of favoritism, two-tiered justice system that Trump complains of, and it's a basis for worse to come, I think, in the Trump administration.
Organisers of the Notting Hill Carnival say a police survey about it is part of an anti-carnival agenda. The Metropolitan Police Federation described it as hell and a war zone. Almost 90% of officers said they felt unsafe while working there. And the return of Paddington has caused a wave of marmalade mania across the UK. Some brands are reporting business up by as much as 43%, with purchases of alternative flavours like grapefruit up 120%. Marmalade originated in Portugal and was originally made from quince. And the weather, a chilly day with rain spreading south, some bright spells behind, snow in Scotland and a high of 10. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Not surprising, because Paddington is a very appealing bear, is he not? Thank you very much, Tim. I'm Anne-Marie Minhall. Here is Catch a Turin.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Just hear that little pause before the applause, thinking, has it finished? Oh, it has, right. Oh, quick, big clap. The Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra under Riccardo Muti, the Persian March by Johann Strauss II. And before it, it was the Royal Scottish National Orchestra who brought us Cacciatorian's Adagio of Spartacus and Phrygia. Conducting, it was Naimi Yavi. Good afternoon. Classic FM here, almost 2:15, and lovely to be back with you again after a week away. Only one topic of conversation dominates Classic FM, from what I've heard anyway, today. One question, and the question is, have you put your Christmas decks up yet? Apparently one-fifth of Brits believe it's acceptable to put your decorations up in November, according to research. Meanwhile, 61% of us don't start putting our decorations up until the 7th of December. Question is, where do you stand? 61812 to text, classicfm.com to email. By the way, for me, not yet.
Thank you.
my favourite versions of Once in Royal David City is by the Choir of King's College, Cambridge. Their director, Daniel Hyde, the organist, Matthew Martin, and the treble for that very important opening. It was Samuel Hodson on Classic FM.
Anne-Marie Minhall on Classic FM.
With Boots Hearing Care. Book a free adult hearing test today.
Maybe it was a quill, of Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, Symphony in G, the opening movement here on Classic FM, performed by Ensemble Resonance.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
A lineup for the music of Rachmaninoff, Vladimir Ashkenazy, the pianist, the conductor Bernard Haitink with the Philharmonia Orchestra, the Andante Cantabile, part of Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini. And from Holst, Venus, the Bringer of Peace from the Planets, with Andrew Litton taking to the platform to conduct the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra. Your Christmas decorations up yet, yay or nay? Coming in thick and fast. Paul in Belfast says, Anne-Marie, the only Christmas decorations I put up are my Christmas cards. They go up as and when they arrive. The first one arrived today. Jane says, my Christmas decks go up between December 10th and the 15th. No, in capitals, no outdoor ones. Down before 12th night. And Robert in Plymouth says, on the subject of when you put up Christmas decorations, I put up and decorated the Christmas tree on the evening of Saturday, the 23rd of November this year. I'm glad I've done it because it brightens up the lounge on dark, rainy afternoons, just like we had last week. Good point. the polka from the Bastard Bride. It's the operetta which made Smetana's name in his homeland. Libor Peszek with the baton for the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, who this week on Thursday have a sell-out concert in their home in Philharmonic Hall with an all Tchaikovsky affair. Pianist Simon Trzepczewski will be playing Piano Concerto No. 1, and also the orchestra will be playing excerpts from Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker, all with the conductor, their principal conductor, Domingo Hendoyan. Lovely stuff for Liverpool. Like every other British orchestra, busy month ahead with lots of concerts in the offing. Just check out their websites for anything that takes your fancy. 20 to 3, Classic FM, with an aria on the way.
Anne-Marie Minholm on Classic FM.
With Boots Hearing Care. Enjoy your favourite music more clearly.
The Newsagents, live on stage with Emily Maitlis, John Sopel and Lewis Goodall.
We'll be taking what you love and enjoy about the podcast on the road, thanks to HSBC UK. We'll bring you analysis and debate from the podcast and no doubt a lot of fun and laughter too. Birmingham Symphony Hall, February the 17th. Manchester Bridgewater Hall, February the 24th. And Edinburgh Usher Hall, March the 11th. Tickets for The Newsagents, live on stage with HSBC UK go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. on Global Player.
The following message is brought to you by Airbnb.
I've recently returned from a wonderful family holiday in Mallorca. It was just heaven to spend a week together walking, swimming and playing games long into the evening at the villa. And of course, the late autumn sunshine was very welcome, considering the cold and wet of home. And yet, it is so nice to get home. But as much as I love it here, I've been thinking this place could do rather well on Airbnb. After all, if I'm off on my own travels, why not let someone else enjoy it when I'm gone? So I'm seriously considering doing just that next time we're away. Of course, I would have to caution guests on the use of the grand piano. If you're in the mood for a sing-along, please consider my neighbours. They're very likely to join in. Why don't you consider hosting too? Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.co.uk/host.
This Christmas at Tesco, get 3 for 2 on chilled party food with your Tesco club card, helping feed your Christmas spirit. Tesco, every little helps. Majority of larger stores and 2nd of January, club card or app required.
Seconds, that's the difference between life and death. I've seen it firsthand. I'm Javed Abdelmonem, a doctor with Médecins Sans Frontières. As conflicts continue to spread across the world, it's crucial we can act fast. As an MSF doctor, I may need to stop life-threatening bleeding, treat gunshot wounds, or care for blast victims, all in a matter of seconds. That's why, at Médecins Sans Frontières, we don't waste any time. We're working in more conflict zones than you may be aware of, giving everything to give people a chance. Just £30 will keep our life-saving work going. Please help us save more lives. Because with trauma care, every second counts. You can buy us vital time. Please give just £30. Search MSF Doctor or call 0800 055 7979. That's 0800 055 7979. Thank you.
Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker.
Monday is up and running. It was music and marmalade on the breakfast menu this morning, thanks to Paddington. What an influencer. Back tomorrow with loads of great tunes, a few toe-tappers, some moments of calm, and a sprinkling of festive favourites. All here to warm up your chilly Tuesday morning.
Classic FM Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6:30.
You can even use your smart speaker to wake up with us. Just say, Alexa, wake me up with Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Thank you. This is Classic FM.
Work of Felix Mendelssohn. Hark, the Herald Angels Sing, the choir of Merton College, Oxford, with the Oxford Philharmonic Orchestra, looking after everyone, was Benjamin Nicholas. And before it's Eliza's aria by Eleanor Katz-Chernin, Angèle Debeau on violin with the ensemble La Pieta. It's 9 minutes to three on Classic FM. Centre stage, let's welcome Brahms with Maria João Pires.
Thank you.
She is Maria João Pires, bringing us the intermezzo in B-flat minor by Brahms. News and weather update for you next on Classic FM, swiftly followed by your 3 at 3.
Anne-Marie Minhall on Classic FM.
With Boots Hearing Care, enjoy excellent sound quality with AI technology.
Say yes, I invest with Lloyds.
Many of us save for a rainy day, but investing can seem like a leap into the unknown, only for people with time to research the markets. That's why Lloyds are here, to help bust some of those investment myths and make investing easy to do in your banking app.
Whether you're starting out or a seasoned investor, search Lloyds Ways to Invest to see what they can do for you. From ready-made investments to pick your own options, and say yes, I invest with Lloyds. Capital at risk, internet banking customers only. Account fees and charges apply.
Woo! Amazon's Black Friday week deals are here. So you can save up to 40% on all sorts of things. From electronics and home to toys, beauty and so much more. Woo indeed. Shop Amazon's Black Friday week deals. Ends midnight. With deals that make you go, woo!
Sometimes running a business can feel like cycling uphill with square wheels. But Xero Online Accounting Software can help predict the future cash flow of your business, so you can stay one step ahead. Soon it'll feel more like freewheeling downhill.
Woohoo!
On a tandem.
All right, mate.
With a masseur on the back.
Oh, that's nice.
Search Xero with an X, because healthy business is beautiful business.
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2023 and 2024, we provided £8.8 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders, and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
Looking for the perfect gift? POB Hotels gift vouchers are the key to unlocking a world of unforgettable experiences. Treat your loved ones to a delightful afternoon tea, a soothing massage, a memorable dinner, or even a luxury getaway. With over 50 stunning hotels, restaurants, and spas all over the British Isles, these POB Hotels gifts offer ultimate flexibility. Give the gift of choice and create lasting memories. Discover more at pobhotels.com.
There's a whole world out there waiting for active minds to explore. At Jupiter Asset Management, we believe it's people that make the difference. We bring a balance of diverse thinking and creativity, generating ideas that fuel investment opportunities, so that dreams we have today may become real tomorrow. Jupiter Asset Management, the value of active minds. Visit jupiteram.com. The value of investments can go down as well as up. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Big cash prizes, the latest tech and loads more. Enter now for your chance to win at winplus.co.uk. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock, Greg Wallace has apologised after posting a video saying complaints about his behaviour came from a handful of middle-class women of a certain age. A number of people have come forward accusing the MasterChef host of making inappropriate sexual jokes and undressing in front of them. Downing Street has said his response to the allegations were completely inappropriate and misogynistic. He now says he's sorry for those comments.
I wasn't in a good headspace when I posted it. I've been under a huge amount of stress, a lot of emotion. I felt very alone, under siege yesterday when I posted it. It's obvious to me I need to take some time out.
Joe Biden has pardoned his son Hunter, who was facing jail time on gun and tax convictions he had previously ruled out taking the action. The British government's been accused of an abject failure to protect the public in the 2018 Novichok poisonings. The inquiry into the death of Dawn Sturgis, who was exposed to the nerve agent, concludes today and will deliver its findings in the new year. The agent had been stored in a perfume bottle. Our South East correspondent Joseph Draper is at the hearing.
Speaking on behalf of Dawn's family, Michael Mansfield accused the government of failing to protect the public, echoing the message from Dawn's mother, Caroline, that it was only a matter of luck that nobody else died.
More than 50 people have been killed after clashes between fans and a stampede at a football match. The government in South Guinea says the violence broke out over a disputed penalty decision. Authorities say they're investigating to establish those responsible. Teenage darts player Leighton Bennett has been banned from the sport for 8 years for match fixing. The youngest BDO youth champion in history has been found guilty after suspicious activity was reported on 4 matches last year. And the weather, a chilly day with rain spreading south, some bright spells behind it, snow in Scotland and a high of 10. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
I'm Anne-Marie Minhall with your Hall of Fame 3 at 3, which begins today with Solomon, a great tune from Handel.